Ay, 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 ay. Here we have a sugya, a maze of a maze, which on the one hand seems like a detail, sheva detail, and yet it is anything but merely pirtei pratim. It's also klalei klal. Here we have a gemara that's dealing with the din d'rabbanan, and we're looking at akasha on a pshat in that din d'rabbanan, and digging into the details of why we ask the kasha in the specific way that we ask that kasha. That sounds like a detail, sheva detail. You have a din d'rabbanan, v'fanafnan, girl wants to know, my taima, what was the Gemara's first answer? Rabbi said, my taima, l'fi, she'ein b'kim b'lishma. Okay, we want with the purpose served by the v'fanafnan, is that the shliach is there by telling us directly or indirectly that in fact this gem was written in Shema, despite the fact that in Medinas Hayam, Shalom Shema is more common, because Ein Bekiyim Bel Shema, but don't worry, the shliach is telling me this was written in Shema. I fret the Gemara if that's the case. Why is it enough to have just one? Shouldn't you need two? We need to have you called Agios, Shabbat Torah, Eidos in Halacha typically needs two. What was the Gemara's first response to that? How come it's enough to have one? What was the Gemara's second response to that? No, the Gemara's second response to why one eight is enough is because really, even at Torah, we're comfortable with the row of the whole thing with Drabah. In the first answer, Eidach and Nebisuri, we rejected that and needed that second answer because of a kasha or two. Seems like two kashas. Kasha number one is Eidach is insufficient, after all, it's Chazik Yisura. Kasha number two, Eidach is insufficient because this isn't Isser, this isn't Isser Heter, this is Davish of Erev. So the Rashba points out, these are two questions. Kiloma, these are two questions. He's clearly bothering the opening lines by the Gemara. Didn't sound like it's two questions. It's oh, chada v'od ka'amar. We really meant to say it's chazik yisura, but oh, another question, davar shaverva. And Tosis also assumes that it's two questions and is grappling with why you need the second question. But the Rajba's discomfort is a problem. It doesn't sound like it's two questions. It sounds like I'm saying one question. How can you have an Eidechad, but it's a Chazik Yisur Davar Shvera? Like, why are you wearing that sweatshirt that has a hole in the Tage of Reasoning? Thanks to Arya, it's no longer Tage of Reasoning. Some people still wear sweatshirts, but they don't have a hole in them. Malaisa, why are you smushing two questions into one? So we had laid out a series of four questions. That's one of them. And yesterday, at the end of Shui, sort of wrapped it up a little bit. I want to review just the four questions and how they all fall into place. And also, what we left hanging yesterday is how that yisod, to understand the yisod that lies behind this shakal vataria, it does explain this detailed shakal vataria. It also, though, explains much more than only this detailed shakal vataria. It explains beyond the shakal vataria by din d'rabbanan. It's going to give hesber to many, many of the din d'araisa throughout our masechta. So again, what were the four questions? First question was just b'chlal, what's the movement from havni to maskana? What changes? The Gemara originally had thought that this is Isser v'hetter, Eidach and Bisurim, and then we'd say, no, it's davar sheva'erva. That's sort of obvious. Everybody knows. Eidach and Bisurim means, Isurim means not mama, not misa, not malchus, not davar sheva'erva. And the original source of davar sheva'erva is this pasuk, is get. He must have a davar. So that's a davar pasha. Sorry for the no pun intended there. But it's a milsus of pshita that gerushin is a davar shavera. So what was the hava mina? Why did we originally think this is it's a hetter? And then we said, no, it's a davar shavera. Problem number one. Problem number two is what we said before. It's Tiferes Yaakov points out that the Rashba, we showed him themselves, he doesn't reference, we showed him. He says, well, what's pshat in this two-part question. Either one seems enough, and what's the deal with the... Either question seems enough. And, at the same time, what are you doing with the fusion? Then questions 3 and 4 are, come to think of it, each component isn't even true. Is Chazik Yisura? Not really. It's not as Chazik Yisura. I mean, it's true that she's Muchzakas to be an Ish Ish, but the aid isn't saying she's not an Ish Ish. The aid is saying this get was written L'shva. That may in the future enable her to stop being an Ish Ish. But there's no Chazaka against what the aid is saying. It's not like the get was Bechazka Shalol L'shva. No, it's not. It's not Bechazka's anything. It didn't used to be a get at all. It used to be just a blank piece of parchment. And then it was written either L'shva or Shalol L'shva. That's like Chaticha Safi Shal Shumim Safi Shal Taylor. So there's no Chazka's Isser against the aid. And Davar Shev Erva, on the other hand, as we began to develop yesterday, it is a Davar, Gerishin is Davar Shev Erva, but this isn't Gerishin. This is background information. This is, the Gerishin is giving the get. Giving the get is the act of Gerishin. Just like we said, more generally, in the context of a crime, if you're moving away from Davar Shev Erva to Nisa and Malkus, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that you need two aidim to see the actual criminal act, but not to identify all the background information. You need two aidim to testify that this man or this woman ate that piece of challah. But I do not need two aidim to identify that that food is a piece of challah. Ha'isser atzmo ve'ed echad yuchzav. The Rambam in Sanhedrin 16:6. Tesvav, tes zayin vav. Ha'isser atzmo. Background information, enough to have one aid, even though that background information will have implications for Malkus, doesn't matter. The background information, where else did we see that closer to home? And that one, in the world of Darvish of Erva, we saw that idea in Yevamos Bamatestam days. Remember that fantastic, fantastic word? Ishtemo de'inu, Yevamos Bamatestam days. Where the basin says, we have determined, we have come to know that the fellow who did the chalitza is indeed achua de mitzvah. He is indeed the brother of the deceased husband. He's valid. His chalitza is a valid chalitza. How do we know? So Gemara said, machlokes, and we paskin, one aid is enough. It could be one man, it could be one woman, it could be a karo. Someone else comes and says, yeah, he's the cousin. The cousin of the mace shows up and says, yeah, the mace was my cousin. He's also my cousin. He's the brother. They have to share a father. The answer is, yeah. Maybe to know that chalitza occurred, you need two aidim. But to know that that fellow was a valid chalitz, background information, what is enough? And then he said, not only Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin by Chela, not only the Gemara Yevamos, on the test about chalitza, which as a footnote, the Rambam himself happens to have a different shot that Gemara. Not for now. You can take a look if you want. But even closer to home, and this is the source that the Tiferes Yaakov himself, Yaakov Gesundheit, what he points to is a Mishnah in our Mesesta. Mamish. Very close to home indeed. The Mishnah talks about a lost get. That was Chavzai Law. The Shliach loses a get. So maybe he finds it right away, Mitzal Alter, that's good. Or he doesn't find it right away, so then we're going to have to make sure that when we find the get, we're going to have to verify this really is the same get, not written for someone else, that Shemo Kishmo and Shema Kishmo. And how do we verify that? So the Gemara discusses the possibility of using Simon. Okay. There are certain marks on the get that identify this is the right get. Or the Gemara says, you don't need Simon. You don't see Mami. The Gemara says you could go to Vidas Ayin. He just recognized it. It's not like there's a crease by this letter and there's a puncture by that letter. Stop. I recognize it. That's the right one. To Vidas Ayin. And when the Mishnah said in Makiro, kosher, if the aid recognizes it's kosher, the Gemara says that could mean merely to Vidas Ayin. He's not giving me proof because there's a hole by the letter Hey on the third line. No. He's just saying I recognize it. He's just saying, I recognize it. What do we call that? Eid Echad. Eid Echad. This is not for Dindra Banan of the Finale. This is not for Dindra Isa. This is the right get, this is the wrong get. And we're relying on a Tfiyus Ayin, just the recognition of one aid. So, how are you talking? Says the Tfiyus Ayin. There we assume that he's just one aid works. Isn't that the exact same thing that we're saying here? Is that the exact same thing that we're saying here? That he's going to tell me this is the right get, it was written L'shma, da, da, da. Same thing. So, Tzadik Yaakov says again, number one, the Rav asks B'chol, what changed Mahavad Dimasan? Tzadik Yaakov breaks it, came earlier, he breaks it down into three specific questions. What's with the two questions being fused into one? And each component doesn't really work. It's not really connected to Chazak Yisura, and it's not really Davar Shever, background information. So that last question gives us the key to everything. Why is this not just background information? So apparently this isn't background. Apparently this is the Maisa itself. The Maisa itself requires two aided. Background information is enough with one. Apparently this is the Maisa itself. What's the Maisa itself? The Gerushin is the Nesina. So the answer is, it's both the Tzadik Yaakov and the Rav suggest, that apparently Gerushin is not only driven, the act of Gerushin is not only handing the get miyad ha-bal, miyad ha-isho, miyad ha-shliach, miyad ha-isho, as the case may be. Nesinas ha-get is not the only act of Gerushin. It's the second act of Gerushin. The first maisa Gerushin is writing the get. Kesivas ha-get is also the maisa Gerushin is a composite of ksiva and nesina. Writing the get and giving the get. The two together, as the Pasuk puts them together, the chasav lach sefer krisus v'nasan biyadah, that those two verbs together are the maisa gerushin. I would have thought, no! The chasav lach sefer krisus is a heksher. It's the preliminary step. Just like the Torah says, make a sukkah, but making the sukkah isn't the mitzvah. Living in the sukkah is the mitzvah. Okay, but the Torah describes, in that case, the heksher mitzvah. So I would have thought that writing the get is the heksher ha-kinyan. The kinyan itself is the nesina, but in order for the kinyan to work, you have to have a valid item, you have to have a valid tool, a valid instrument of a get. So the ksiva is just preparing the instrument. That's what I would have imagined. What you see from here is that's not true. What you see from here is that the ksiva ha-get itself is part of the maisa. The maisa gerushin is a composite of ksiva and nesina, and specifically the ksiva l'shma, writing it on behalf of him and her and it, him being the Baal, her being the Isha, and it being Gerushin, l'shem krisus, that's what makes this, that's how it's the first step of Gerushin. This document was written for the sake of divorcing him and her. That's the first step in the Gerushin of him and her. The second step will be when he or his agent hands it over this get to her or to her agent. But the ksivas haget, specifically the ksivas haget l'shma, is much more than just background information. That is part half of the maisa. So for the maisa, you need two aidim. Chav Zayin, the Mishnah in the third parak, the get to aid and written l'shma. You just want to know, is this the right get or is this the wrong get? There is a get which is written l'shma. That's not up for grabs there. We just want to know, is this the right one or is this the wrong one? But like knowing, is that piece of fat chaylev or not? So that's background information. But here the point, as the Gemara said, midrabanan, we only need a midrabanan, but midrabanan, we want the aid to come and say, this was written l'shma. We're not ready to rely on even though the shtar aside, the look, b'nei chutzla, b'nei nidin sayah, we're not b'kiyim b'lishma. So we're not ready to rely on the say-so of those eidei chasima. So we want the shliach to tell us. Oh, you want the shliach to tell you? You want him to tell you what? You want him to tell you the get was written l'shma. He's being made on the ma'aseh gerushin, the first of the two ma'aseh gerushin. The actual ma'aseh, that's a davar she'aver. And that's what moved from Havamina to Masana. The Havamina we thought, the Kashas answer one another. The Havamina we thought, of course, Gerushin is a Damashe Vareva, but this is background information. He's why not? This is a valid Cheftza. So he's not being made on the Gerushin, he's being made on the Ksiva L'shma. That's background. What the Gemara answers, no, that's not background. Now, Now, let's take questions in a moment. Let's just first make sure we understand. So now we understand so far what? We understand the flow from the Havin to Maskana. We thought originally that Tzivas Haget L'Shema is background, and therefore it's sufficient with one aid. We come to the conclusion, no, it actually is removes in the Sugya. This opening Sugya, this opening Shachmataria is a fundamental, even though, again, ironically, it's in the context of Dindrabanan, it's a fundamental concept in the Torah, as we're going to see soon, as many Nafkaminas, or Dinam Deraisa yet, is that the Ksivas Haget is the first of the two acts of Hirsh. And therefore, as a Maisa of Darush Rebbe, it requires Shnezim. Now, but then there, we haven't solved everything yet in Shaka Mataria. Forget about applying it elsewhere. Just in terms of understanding Shaka Mataria. You understand why we're calling it Darush Rebbe, but why are we saying it's Chazik Yisura? And that those other two questions. It's not as Chazik Yisura, and why are we blending the two together? We should have left that. Just say Darush Rebbe. Why are we throwing it's Chazik Yisura? It's not even true. Right? It's Cheskas Eishos Esh, but he's not being made against that. So it says it's very sad to develop. He says, you're right, it's not really connected. We don't mean it. It's interesting. Chiddush, because unlike the Sugi Yavamas, we don't actually literally mean that he's an Eidachat connected to Chazik Yisur, which is flies in the face of perhaps Rashi and Tesis here. But Tveres Yaakov says, and he writes in Bagdama that he's comfortable disagreeing with Rashi and Tesis. Okay. The whopper of Bagdama. The derech ha'tanech ha'chavim b'chol dar v'dar is that you're comfortable asking kashas. Chadashi mikar rabo is right in the 1800s, I think. Chadashi mikar rabo is asked you to ask kashas and Rashi and Tesis. Who ever heard such a thing? I'm not saying I'm not going to pass on a shayla based on my kash against Rashi and Tesis, but to not be able to ask kashas in the base of Medrash, who ever heard such a thing? So when I say it, I'm going to feel comfortable asking kashas. Picking up on the spirit of the draw and the Shagas Ari as well. So he says, we don't literally, it is true that the Cheskas Eish HaSish, but we're not applying it, we don't mean that he's an Eid Echel Keneged Chazaka, and therefore he's not Nemo. What we do mean is the following. What we do mean is, who needs any Eidos? If we didn't know that the woman was married, if a woman shows up, if a woman that's Mishnah, we looked at earlier in the year, if a woman is shows up, a single girl lived in this town, she left, she moved away, she went to college, comes back 5 years later, and said 10 years later, says it's been a rough decade. We haven't seen you in a long time. How are you doing? She's like, I've gone through a lot. I moved to a different part of the country. I met a guy. We got married. It didn't work out. And now I'm single again. I got divorced. I was single when I left, but never married. I come back. I'm single once again. Aisha, I got married. I got divorced. And now I'm single and I want to date here. Or a married woman leaves town and comes back alone couple years later and says, I got divorced. So the Mishnah says, in the second case, we need proof. We need Eidim. Show us a get. Show us a Shar Bezin. Or bring two Eidim who witnessed the Gerushin. We knew when you left town 5 years ago that you were Nashas Ish. And we need, that's Davar Shavera. Davar Shavera requires two Eidim. We need two Eidim Cherim to testify, or a Shtar, which would be the equivalent of two Eidim Cherim, to testify that you underwent a valid Gerushin, you're permitted to remarry. You want to be helpful, you want to be supportive. In order to resign a Kiddushin for the next husband, Davar Shavera requires two Eidim, we need proof that you're a Grusha. But the Mishnah says, if she, when she left town 10 years ago, she was single. As far as we know, she's still single. She comes back and says, over the last decade, I got married and I got divorced. So she doesn't need, even technically, any further proof that she's a Grusha. She is then Nenes. But isn't Gerusha in the Davar Shavera? So the answer is, Pesha Asa, Pesha Inti. We had no idea that you were married until you told us. If we didn't know you were married except that you're a say-so, when you left town you were single, and you tell us, You were the Pesha Asar. You yourself told us, well, I got married while I was away. I wasn't a Shazish. But then I got divorced. I'm no longer an ancient Jew. A pesha also a pesha. So in that case, if the person telling us about the matir is the only source of information about the initial iser, so then that person has total nemas. So that's what the We mean ischazik isur de ishazush, meaning we know that she was married. Not that technically it's eidach v'nekayim chazaka, but we know that she was married. It really is two. It's really one kasha for ischazik. It's not two separate kashas. It's one kasha. The one kasha is this is a davar of erva. Don't think this is background information. No, this is a davar of erva. It's a davar of erva, and. She's not the source of information. Two ways we could have believed this one person is either if it's background information or if Pesha Asra or Pesha Hitir. If we never even knew that she was married, she shows up and says, I was married but got divorced, okay. Or if a woman moves into town alone and she never told us that she was ever married, and then a year later, shows up with a get from her husband. So we would for sure believe him. Hapesh Asra, Hapesh Yitir. We had no idea that she was ever married. The shliach shows up and says, you should know that she was married, but here's her get, and it was written Lashma. Of course we believe it. That's easy. Of course we believe in Ein Achad if it's Pesh Asra, Pesh Yitir. Sigur says, no. Reason one to believe Ein Achad, Pesh Asra, Pesh Yitir, but it's not. It's not like Kisura. We all know that she was married. So there's no Pesh Asra, Pesh Yitir. You say, but Ksivus Aget L'Shema is just background information? No. The Gemara says, step two, it's a Davar Shebe'erva. When is Davar Shebe'erva? Meaning, the Ksivus Aget L'Shema is not background. It's not a Hechsher. Ksivus Aget L'Shema is the first of the two ingredients of the Gerushin itself. So that's what the Pharisee and the Rav both developed, using slightly different sets of kashas, but both see in the sugya that the movement from Havamim to Maskana, from seeing this, the Ksivus Aget L'Shema as a Davar Sheb, as Isra Hector, to seeing it as a Davar Sheb Erva, is recognizing this fundamentally so. This fundamentally, let me little stop for questions. And then I'd love to see also, step two, because this is mostly, up until now, basically Chazar yesterday, hopefully clarification. If you have questions, take some questions. And then step two will be to see how this idea, that Ksivus Aget L'Shema is not merely Hechsher HaChefza, but it's actually the Tchilas Ma'aseh Gerushin, see how that, you would expect, that ought to play out in a number of different ways. And indeed, L'Chora, it does. Questions? Zach, you can wait very patient.
Is this you're going to be saying that you would have thought that we would believe her to say that she's divorced because of Hesher Asur
Hesher? If a woman shows, the Mishnah of Suba says, we never knew the woman was married. She shows them and says, I was married, I got divorced. So then we say, I'm kind of shocked by Hesher. That's right. Even though she's not Shnei'ed.
And we're saying that, no, here's Chazik Surah.
Oh, right. So this Chazik Surah says, again, there are two reasons why we could have believed one person. Either because Pesha Special is there, or because it's not Davar Sheb Erva's background information. The Gemara is knocking on both. Don't tell me you believe one because the Pesha Special is there. Obviously, I mean, we're saying the obvious. It's not. We're not talking uniquely about a case where we never knew she was married. The Mishnah is speaking broadly. Even if everyone knew she was married, it still suffices to have one shliach said find nechta. We're not limited to a special special. And then number two, if you think, well, but it's only background information, no, it's not.
The aid is going to be the special.
We couldn't imagine the aid, right. Let's say we never knew she was married. She moved to town. And then he shows up. We didn't know she was married. He shows up and says she's a married woman. He hears her get. And then Pesha's Pesha. But if we all knew that she was married, she maybe even lived there with her husband. Her husband left a couple years ago, and now sends the shliach with a get.
So that it would be like Eidach Adin. Because the Eidach is saying that she's divorced.
The Eidach is not saying she's divorced. The Eidach is saying that this get is written in the Shema. That was the problem for Zakar to say. Not really. It's not Eidach Kenegad Chazaka in the classical sense of it weakens Eidach. he says, you're right, that's not what he meant. What he meant is, we know the background, we know the Isser, and therefore he cannot say that on Pesh also. Yeah.
Also two questions. If this is true, then how did Rashi tell us this garage, but how did they read the Shakabataria? They hold two questions.
I mean, what do they do with the Tveres Yaakov Kasha? It's not really connected to the Chazak Yisur. I'm not sure. Maybe they would say that it's close enough to connect to the Chazak Yisur.
And about Devarim Shvayesar, how do we understand that in the light of Machlokes Tanaim later in the Masechta about Eidei Mesira versus Eidei Chasima? Like, what's the ikar of the get? You're saying that there's two. To the process of Chrysos.
It's a great question. We're going to get to Eichsimi Kais Eichsimi Kaisi. We'll get to that separately. That's something else. When we get there, we'll see. The Rav had a Mahalach in Eichsimi Kais Eichsimi Kaisi also, independent of this, I think, which. We're not going to jump in now, but once you hear it, it's hard to imagine understanding the Gemara any other way. And it will be independent. It may dovetail with this nicely, but it's going to be independent. That's more a question of the nature of the shtar. You write a shtar, you're handing over a shtar, but what's the nature of that shtar king? Well, very sharp question, we'll get back to it. Yeah?
So going to the Tiferes Yaakov, just clarifying.
Yeah.
Havamina is that you should believe the Shliach because it's Peshach or Peshach Hedir. He says she's married now, she's divorced. Or you say, no, we knew she was married. It's Chazik Yisura. And if you want to say Edech on Emi Yisura, that also won't work because it's the Dover Shereva and you need two.
Right. It's Chazik Yisura, there's no Peshach, Peshach Hedir. And this isn't that kind of information. This is real Dover Shereva because see the part of the Maisakesh.
So you can't just say Edech on Emi
Yisura. No. So how do you see this idea play? If indeed it's true that the Ksivas Haget is something that requires... Ksivas Haget is a stage of the Gerush itself, and not just a Heksher, a Hefzer. So how does it play out? So again, it's not for me, number one, is to be made that the Gerush in the Shema requires two Eidim. Okay, that's number one. I don't need the Gerush in the Shema, and we need two Eidim. Okay. But then beyond, there are a number of other... four or five other ways in which it plays itself out. So buckle up, and let's get rolling. Number one, we're working our way down. If it helps, you already have, once someone gives you their slides printed, so you can already follow, if you're finding note-taking to be distracting for any one of several different reasons, you can even just follow along here. The box, supposed to be a gray box, in the second column of the Ma'amukamos, will take you step by step by step. Five other nafkamim. Number one is a sugya in Yibamas, that we began to take a peek at yesterday, particularly the way the Rambam quotes it. The Gemara says that a sad situation. Most situations in Gittin are sad. This one is particularly sad. A fellow is writing a get in advance, but he doesn't plan to give it now. He plans to give it later. So that is valid. The Gemara even says, that again, I may not have given enough background yesterday. You should know, you probably know, but the background is, there are two stages to a Jewish marriage. The last couple of centuries, Minhag Yisrael has been to do them together. But strictly speaking, the two stages of Jewish marriage, until a couple of centuries ago, they were typically done months apart, up to a year apart. The first stage is Kiddushin, where Erusin, or Kiddushin, where the couple become technically married, and let's say he gives her a ring, says they're having it kedushously, it's one way, the most common way of doing Kiddushin, and now they're married, she's an Eish Tzish, they're bound to each other, but at a time in Jewish history when they did Kiddushin Nisuin separately, he went home to his family, she went home to her family, and they'll actually move in as husband and wife a couple of months later. And the actually functionally being husband and wife, that was Nisun. That was chuppah. What the Gemara describes as chuppah. Machlokes Yishonim, what does chuppah mean? It means literally standing under a chuppah. The Rambam says it means yichud. Maybe it means badakin. After acting as husband and wife. So until a couple of centuries ago, you had your formal kiddushin, where they were technically married, but it functioned more as an, we would call it an engagement. It was an engagement with real halachic teeth. You know, they were committed to each other, but not yet living together. He's living at his, with his family, she's living with her family, but she's an ish. So to undo an Averson requires a get, and then a few months later, we have the Nisuin, the chuppah, and then they were, beyond that, they're actually living together under the same roof, same address as husband and wife. Yeah.
Does that mean that, like, nowadays, if you, like, ask someone to, like, marry you, you have to get a get?
Okay, good question, good question. So nowadays, when we get engaged, we've never been at a chayim or a bar, so no one, no chassan gives an engagement ring to his wife and says, in front of two Aiden, Harei Mekudashas. If he does, then that would be very old school. And he just did Kiddushin. We don't do that. Some chassan even machmer to, like, make sure you give the girl an engagement ring. That's not an ancient minute. That's, I think, 100 years old. I think the Beers, supposedly the Beers family, a Belgian family that was mining diamonds in Africa, one of the greatest marketing feats of all time, they created this new expectation of a diamond engagement. Unbelievable marketing. Unbelievable. Wow. I don't know if it's true or not, but if it's true, it's an impressive feat of marketing. Be that as it may, there's no halachic expectation or minute to give an engagement ring. You should buy when you get off that they get engaged. You definitely should buy a diamond ring.
Like to work.
Some have the chumrah to make sure to hand it to your fiance when you don't have two aid in one. There's no hobby that's a
chumrah.
There have been chassan who have known to say to the kallahs. It's not exactly the most, I mean, it's sort of romantic in a halakhic man. Because that's a halakhic man gets romantic. This is now the same Kiddushin, the Chumashma, the Tokimotina, whatever it is. So Bismana, to answer your question, Bismana is that we do not do Kiddushin with engagement. We just get engaged. We just agree that we will get married. Right, but we're not actually getting married. But Kupas HaTanam HaMaron, they were actually getting married. They gave a ring. There was Shidduchim before. There was a proposal in advance. The Gemara says in the first part of Kiddushin, that's highly inappropriate. To get met, to do kiddushin without shiduchet, doesn't mean you have to have chatan. You can if you want to, but without mekaykel or shiduchet means without ever having proposed. You have to propose first, and then subsequently get married. You got a date, you got to propose, get engaged, and then kiddushin. But they did kiddushin several months before the Nisuin, up to a year, the first Mishnah Ksuba says, they have up to a year to Kiddushin Nisuin. We do not. The last couple centuries, we do the Kiddushin Nisuin together. At one event, you have the Badekin, you stand under the Chuppah, and you have the Yichud, those are all the variety of Nisuin. In the middle, the husband gives a ring to the top. So we do Kiddushin Nisuin together. But the Gemara is talking about, we're not doing them together. So the Gemara says, if during Erisin, in between the act of Kiddushin and Yisuin, the husband says to the Zofar, you know, I'm planning to go ahead with the Yisuin, but I want to get for afterwards. Well, it's fun. Terrible. So the Gemara says, that's not impressive, but it is valid. If the Zofar wrote such a get, and the husband went ahead with the Yisuin, and then handed the get to his wife, it is a valid get, they are divorced. He could have given her the get right then and there. When the get was written, they were already had kiddushin. So she was already a bas gerushin at that point. He chose to delay it, but it was a relevant document in Hebrew. However, says the Gemara, a kosev get isha di alma. A fellow writes a get for an unrelated woman. Ruvain is not married to Aliza. Not only no Nisuin, no Kiddushin. He's never given her a ring. He's never said Rei Mekudeshesli. But Reuven goes to the Sofer and says, write a get that I'm divorcing Aliza. Sofer says, you're not married to Aliza. He's like, okay, but in case I marry Eliza, I want to get second subsequent divorce. Again, a profoundly sad situation, a profoundly disturbing situation, and leaving aside the one issue is the emotional piece. So on the halakhic side, the Gemara says it's not a valid get. If Eliza would ask me, I would probably advise her not to marry.
A lot of times they didn't really have a choice.
People make choices.
I
would advise her parents not to let their daughter marry a guy who's already planning to divorce her before he even married. Whoever's making the decision, it was true then and it's true now. That some people make wise decisions and some people make poor decisions. Some people make decisions based on important factors. And as you said, some people make decisions based on money, based on other external things. That was unfortunately true then, it's unfortunately true now. You should seek to be from those who make wise, thoughtful decisions, no matter what century you live in. So the Gemara says that's not valid. Why is it not valid? Well, because he's not married to her now. And therefore, so Tosa says, well, it's a davar shel ba'al yolam. You can't make a kinyan davar shel ba'al yolam. I'm not making a kinyan, just writing the get, not giving her the get, just writing the get. The Rambam says, you have the Rambam in front of you, you may have the Gemara Yevamos in front of you too. If you have the Rambam in front of you, in Paragimol Achavav, this is the first, it's added Nafkamina. Yeah, we can call it number two. Depends on how it comes to these. If number one is the fact that seems like a Lashmah Davashir ever requires to aid him, here the Rambam says, Amr l'sofek, so get l'plonis. Write a get for that woman not related to me. But when I marry her, I'll subsequently use it to divorce her. Ain't no get. If the get was written, and they got married, and then he handed her the get, it's not a valid get. Why? She wasn't about Gerishim and Kishinik to get that. When the get was written, she wasn't yet divorceable because they weren't married. The Nimsa says, Rav Mishanif of Shalom, Lashem Gerishim. Turns out that it wasn't written Lashma. When you wasn't written, fact the Rav, what do you mean it wasn't written Lashma? Sure, it was Lashma. It was Lashem divorcing this man and this woman. Right now, they're not married yet. Okay. Again, it's disturbing and bizarre, but why is it not Lashma? It was written with the intent that this will be used as an instrument to divorce this husband and this wife. Right now they're not married yet, so he's not giving it. If he gave it to her now, obviously it's a useless nesina. If he gave it to her right now, it's a kinyan not yet relevant. They're not married. How could there be a kinyan gerushin? But what's wrong with writing the get? I mean, what's invalid? It's wrong. But what's invalid about writing such a get? Why is it shalo l'shma? Why is it a kinyan on davar shel ba'al yolam? So the Rav said, no, it's the same yisod. Ksivas haget isn't just hechsher hachetza. Ksivas haget is the first step in the gerushin. Gerushin is a two-stage process, ksiva and asina. Two meisim are the composite that together create the gerushin. So you can't do, that's why it's that Tosa is very well said. The Ksivas haget is the beginning of the kinyan. You're not even married yet. How do you have a kinyan gerushin? The Rambam says the same thing. Why shalo l'shma? Because l'shma isn't just background. In order for it to be a kosher, you're going to have been written with a certain intent. No! L'shma, when the sofer writes it, the husband himself, or the sofer, writes it, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerushin, that's what's making this into a first step of divorce. This is a step of divorce. That's the l'shma. So, if they're not yet married, there is no l'shma. I mean, the sofer is thinking in his head, I'm writing this l'man, divorcing this husband and this wife, but that's not the essence of l'shma, is that it's a ma'aseh gerushin. There ain't no ma'aseh gerushin if they're not married yet. So that's one additional opinion number two. Beis. And then comes Gimel. Here's a big, big, big issue. The big issue that comes at many places in the Sefta is Sivui Haval. The husband has to authorize the shliach to write the get, to authorize the sofer to write the get. And as Elisha pointed out, you know, if you hold a Yechsim Makarsi, could be he's authorizing the Eidim to sign the get. You take a look. We saw this idea of Tzivah already in a pair of Mishnais in the seventh parak, Samach Zayin and Ayin Aleph. Samach Zayin was a case where a fellow has some sort of illness. So if he the question about Tzivah Abal, if he loses mental capacity. And the end of the Mishnah talks about a case of Tzivah Abal, he loses his ability to speak. Nishtatei. Samach Zayin Abayz. Okay, loses his ability to speak. The Nicht, we say to him, do you want us to write again for your life? And he nods his head. So if we can confirm that the nodding means yes, but his mind is clear, he just can't speak, and then that's a valid, we had spoken about this earlier in the year, that's a valid Tzivah Abal. You see, you need a Tzivah Abal. It can either be verbal, or it can be through motion. What is it? And then the mission of the next mission, I know from Beis also, more details about this. Amr lo nechtuket leishtabai says, yes, kesovu. More details about, referring again to the fact that he has to give a tzivu abal, he has to tell the sofer, I want you to write the get. But then you come back to the Mishnah Chav Beis, on the Beis, that I believe all of you saw, and who can write a get? Even a cheder shows to the katan. Well, you don't have to be a bardas to write a get. A katan can write a get. And the Gemara says, really? Wow, that's wild. The lapin idea. Cheder shows to the katan. The Gemara says, don't worry. Gadol omen al gabav. It's true they need kavanah l'shema. But if you have someone who's a gadol bardas, who's not a cheresh, not a shota, a gadol, not a katan, and he's reminding me that the gadol maybe doesn't have such a good ksav. He's not such a capable writer. He's not such a capable sofer. You have the sofer who's either under bar mitzvah or is mentally incapacitated in some fashion. You have the gadol standing there reminding him, make sure, remember you're writing to get l'shma. You're writing l'shem la'ish, l'shem la'ish, l'shem keresh. So the gadol, Omer al Gabav, is injecting the lashma into the situation. The Tosis says, there's a long, long Tosis, who raises a whole bunch of kashas. He says, aren't there a lot of other problems with Cher Shot Bekot and Rain Get? One of them in particular, he points out, is, he says, but they're not, you can't make a Cher Shot Bekot into a Shaliach. So what does it help that Gadol Omer al Gabav, they have Kavana, but they're not Shluchim of the husband? So the Gemara, so Tosa says, you don't have to be a shliach of the husband. The husband doesn't have to write the get. Anyone can write the get. Aye, Tosa says, I have a hard time reading the Kaman. Those Mishnayis in the seventh parak that speak about Tzivu Abal, it's not shlichas. It's just that you need Tzivu Abal. Otherwise, it's if the husband didn't tell the sofer to write the get, it's presumed it's not l'shma. What is that? It's not l'shma. If the husband didn't tell the sofer to write the get, it's not l'shma. What does that mean? If you tell me that the husband has to do the writing himself, the chasav b'lavi, I mean the husband has to write it, anyone else is a shliach. Okay, I understand the concept of shluch b'sham k'masa. But if you tell me anyone can write the get, just it has to be, once again, mysterious l'shma. Just like l'shma popped up in the previous sugya. Why does it say shluch l'shma? I don't understand. If I'm a sofer, and I said, let's say I'm a sofer and I'm also a marriage therapist. A little bit of a conflict of interest there. But he's been seeing this couple for a while in his position as a therapist, and it doesn't seem to him that this is going to, doesn't look to him like this relationship is salvageable. And he didn't have a lot of hope. And he had a few extra minutes, and he had some parchment. So he said, you know what? They're probably going to need a get. I'll write it now. If they never end up using it, Baruch Hashem. In case they need it, I have some time now. I'm going to be very busy next week. I'll write a get now. So the husband, let's imagine, there's no, clearly no Tzivu Abal. The sofer on his own decides, I'm going to write a get, l'shem this husband, that wife, l'shem Gershon. It was l'shma. He knows what he's doing. He understands the situation. He wrote l'shma. So Tosa says, no, you need to have a baal. Why? Because otherwise it's not l'shma. What do you mean otherwise it's not l'shma? He intended for this husband, this wife, l'shem Gershon. That's all the l'shma that you need. What do you mean it's not l'shma? See, the answer, once again, the Rav suggests, is no. L'shma isn't just sort of background technical thing that has to be done with this intent. L'shma is what makes the ksiva into an act of gerushin. You can't have an act of gerushin without the husband's, at least, consent. The husband didn't instruct the sofer to write it. That's not a ma'isa gerushin. That's number two. Number three. Oh, that was number three. I'm sorry. Number two, the additional nafkah minutes. Right. Number one is davar shever requires two eidim, because this is actually a ma'isa gerushin. Number two is kosek get l'shem isha de'alma, the sugi in Yavamas. Kosek get l'shem isha de'alma, so that's, the Rama says, shalol l'shma. Kosek said it's a king in davar shabal li'olam. Because, as a ksiva l'shma is the beginning of ma'isa gerushin, there is no ma'isa gerushin unless they're already married. She's not a bas gerushin, there is no ma'isa gerushin. Number three that we just spoke about, thank you. Thank you, Eitan. Number three that we just spoke about, what Tosis says about Tzivu Abal, that without Tzivu Abal, it's not Lashma. Why isn't Lashma? Sofer did intend Lashma. The answer is, he may have been thinking L'shem Ish, L'shem Ish, L'shem Gershon, but Lashma means more than just the cognitive content of the brain of the sofer. It's the purpose of the Lishma is that it transforms this document writing into the first of two acts of Gerushin. That's only Shayach when the husband is already driving the process. Yeah, Elisha.
If the Rav is saying that Tosfos holds of this Svara, mm-hmm. Why did Tosfos say it was two separate questions back in Beis Medrash? I mean, Tosfos should have been able to answer like the Tzaratziah.
I know you've been locked onto that. That's a good point. In Cheshbon, I would say the Tveris Yaakov, the way I said it before, the Tveris Yaakov's question by his Chazak Isura, so that was like a separate additional Cheshbon. That Tosis clearly doesn't think that. Tosis clearly thinks that Chazak Isura means real as Chazak Isura. They're not seeing this as being, Peshas Peshayetim. But independent of that, the movement, Tosis certainly can agree that the movement from not considering Davar Sheva Erva to consider Davar Sheva Erva, and what he means Davar Sheva Erva, but it's not Davar Sheva Erva, it's merely background information, the answer is no. It is. It is more than background information. This is the Ma'aseh Ksiva. Right, the other Rishonim would disagree with the Feres Yaakov's detailed analysis of the two-part question in his Chazak Yisrael. Okay, that the Rishonim would disagree with. But the Yisod of... The Yisod that what's happening in the sugya is we're coming to recognize that the Ksiv Zaget is my segerish, and that's, I don't think anything showing would disagree. There's definitely no evidence they would disagree. So far we have three and a half commitments. One, two, three. It's a Davar Sheva Erva requires two eighty. And in the course of Getla Isha Dalma is not Lashma, because it's not that day you can't have my segerish. And Tosa Tziva Baal is necessary. Because to make a lishma, even though the sofer can think lishma on his own, but that won't be a meaningful lishma. I mean, it won't be a ma'aseh gerushin. Then we come to the third parak, daf lamed beis zavon alef. Daf lamed beis zavon alef. The Gemara talks about bittul haget. How many people here start the third parak? Quick show of hands. Okay, take a look. How many people saw this in Seder over the last couple of days? Not so good. Fair enough. Let's take a look together. Take a look at Rambam and Al. Take a look at this Mishnah. A shaleach gave the ishto. A fellow said to get to his wife. He gave a shliach. And then he catches up to the shliach, the husband, or sends the second shliach after the first one, to say, get you a sight of a bottle. I'm being a bottle to get. I raise that bottle. Let's talk about it. So if that husband sends the shliach with a get to deliver to his wife, he can reel it in. Beginning of the third paragraph. Beginning of the third paragraph. Lama days and all. What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry, beginning of the fourth paragraph. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the topic. Beginning of the fourth paragraph. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking at the top of the page. It says crawl again. Okay. Lama days is the fourth paragraph. Thank you. Now is it more familiar?
Yeah.
Oh, now we all remember. Develop. Good. Quick chazar. I'm checking to make sure you're paying attention. Yeah, that's not true. You were checking to make sure I'm paying attention. No, it's not. So the thank you for noticing. Beginning of the fourth paragraph. Thank you. So the bittul ashliyah. So you did see the Gemara has a machlokas on Amud Beis. Choser megarish bo, ain't a choser megarish bo. Let's say the husband was mevatel again. Right, so he reels back, he catches the shliach before she gets the wife, he says, cancel. Cancel culture. Cancel. So the girl wants to know, what do you mean cancel? How about if the husband then changes his mind again and wants to take that get and hand it to his wife or send it with a new shliach to deliver it to his wife? Choser megarish bo, oh, ain't a choser megarish bo. Can he recycle it, or can he not recycle it? Meaning, and Rav Nachman says, yes, he can recycle, he can reuse it. Rav Sheshet says, no. In other words, Rav Sheshet is saying that what? That when he is mevatel the get, what was he mevatel? The get itself.
Yeah.
Rav Nachman says, when he's mevatel, what was he being mevatel? The shlichus. He's mevatel the shlichus. He wasn't mevatel the get perfectly valid, he's mevatel the shlichus. I said, you're no longer my shliach. I made you my shliach. I just flipped that switch off. You're no longer my shliach. If you deliver it, you won't be acting as my shliach. So if Nachman says it was merely a bittul ashlichus, the get itself is still beautiful. The get itself is still, I should say, valid. While Rav Sheshet says, no, he was of the get itself. Tosfos already raises the issue. Does Rav Nachman think fundamentally there's no such thing as being mevatel again? Or he just thinks that's not what the guy meant in this case? Rav Sheshet clearly thinks that cancel culture goes so far that you can actually cancel again. Rav Nachman doesn't think in this case that you did cancel again. But could you? In this case, he just said the shliach vatel. But how about if Yitaka was mevatel? Does that thing exist? We possibly like Rav Nachman. Then Choser Megarish Bo. You look at it, but Tosfos raised the issue. But let's say the guy was Beferish Mevatel again. And the Rambam talks about this. This is the Paragraph of Halacha Chafa. He says, because Rav Nachman, he says, you could reuse it again, because all Bitkol Vataris Gaya Vataris Shlichas, all he meant to do was Mevatel Shlichas. Then Lefika, Rambam says, that's a key word, therefore, if the husband himself was holding the get, and he said, get that batel, so please, there's no shlichus being batel, boom, it's gone. Kecheres ha-nishmar. The Rambam said that. Perek babal ha-chaval. That Rav Nachman didn't mean you cannot be batel, okay? Just that in that case, it doesn't seem to be what he had in mind. But bittul ha-get is fundamentally an available phenomenon. And Tosfos already points out, though, the whole idea of bittul ha-get, which Rav Sheshet holds up, and Rav Nachman perhaps holds up too, and Rav Nachman thinks Rav Nachman does hold, there's such a notion of bittul ha-get, the whole concept of bittul is also really strange. And even bittul ha-get, Tosfos says, even bittul ha-get, sefer Torah. The Sofer wrote sefer Torah l'shma. L'shem kedusha sefer Torah. Right? The Sofer wrote your tefillin. L'shem kedusha tefillin. And then the sofer and his client get into a fight, and they get into a spat, and in a fit of rage, sofer says, "I'm the vassal you're tefillin." Does that work? I'm vassal the shema you're tefillin. Tosfos says, "Of course not. It's tefillin written. Sefer Torah is written. Done. So what do you mean, mevatel again?" It goes to say, by the Lishma of Sefer Torah, and Dimas or Sheshes, and Lambe as it is, and Kost of Adam, Sefer Torah, Lishma, and Yapa Lachzel, Levatel, and look at what Tosfos says. Kol Zman, the second white line, on the days of the days. The Tosfos, Yesh Lomer, they called Matko, Giel Yad Isha, Lo Chashiv Gemar Maisa. Say, if a Torah is done, but the get, until the get reaches her hand, the Maisa has not been completed. That's fascinating. The Maisa has not been completed. That seems to fit in also to this idea. The Ksiva is the first step of the Geirushin. So Mimela, he can be Mevatel, but it's only the first step. It's only going to be completed once the Nesina is done as well. So Kol Zman Yesh Ksiva without Nesina, the Maisa Geirushin is in process, and he can cut it off. And that's what Bittul HaGet means. Bittul HaGet is because the Ksiva is the first stage. And I'll end, finally, with the last two Nafkamines, which come as one. This is a din that we had seen also earlier. Mishnah Yutes HaMadal talks about this. You definitely saw in Bikis. Mishnah Yutes HaMadal talks about what you write a get on. What sorts of backgrounds do you use? Ala Kol Kosen. Remember, some of those cases are pretty out of the box, not so boxed in. A fellow writes a get, Al Karen Ashor, Al Karen Shalpara. The Nosen Al Shalpara. It takes a cow. Who here has ever been within 10 feet of a cow? A cow.
You milk the cow.
You milk the cow. They are large things. Remember, they're not small. They're enormous. So the husband is, he's an artist. He's a creative, out-of-the-box thinker. He's not going to write his erstwhile wife a get on a piece of parchment. That's too plain. He goes out to the barn, and he grabs a cow. Can you see this in your head? And he takes, where is he writing the get? So he etches the get on the horn of the cow. Maybe. And then he goes over to his wife and says, here's your get. Take the cow. So the Mishnah says, in the Kiyas, exactly. Al-Karen Shalpar, Venosan Al-Sapar. Says the Gemara Kaf Aleph, that will take some Russian. Says the Gemara Kaf Aleph. Kaf Aleph, Al-Ban Aleph, Kaf Aleph, Al-Ban Why did they give him the whole? Why did you give her the whole cow? How about you? I mean, you could if you want to, but why not just cut the horn off and give her the horn? The Mishnah gives an example of Yad Shel Eved. So clearly, you're not allowed to cut off Avos Adin. You speak, but the cat, the para, it's nothing wrong with cutting off the cow and shel para. So why did the Mishnah have to stress? And you gave her the whole para. What if you didn't give her the whole para? Who cares? Says the Gemara. The chusser maisa, you cannot cut off, even though if you would have cut off the horn beforehand and written the get on the horn and given her the horn, that'd be fine. But if you're cutting off afterwards, and then toast it, there's a step in between. What's wrong with the step in between? And specifically, as Tosis points out, it's not even, you know, the word we showed him was thought, well, maybe it's because, you know, the conversion from a live animal to not live animal to, you know, just an inanimate horn. But Tosis goes on to say, Rav Tam held that if you take a big piece of parchment and write the get in the corner and then cut off that corner piece and give it, that's also Mechusar Ketzitza. What's so significant? Or Tosis on Ayin of Days, you take a piece. With this, we close. Tosis and Ayin of Days talks about make sure, in the context of a husband whose mental health is on the fritz, it's on and off. Tosis said, Ayin of Days, Demaskal Hassan, Omeri, Ayin of Days, the middle of the Yaman. Tosis Hassan, the middle of the Tosis. Tosis Hassan. Omeri, you have to make sure that the husband doesn't lose mental capacity. You have to track him. if you're writing a get, we've spoken in the past about a get of love, a get shivara. The husband wants to divorce his wife before he passes away, so she's not no fellas even vachalitza. So in that sort of situation, where it's a deathbed get shivara, the get shivara Tosa says, Omeri, that we said, Sarach li zaher shloish kalkel ding sivil nesina. Gotta make sure that his mind doesn't get ruined in between the writing of the get and the giving of the get. The in this kalkel ding time, if he lost mental capacity in between, I think this paka, even if Luba so, even later he became healthy again, if there was a temporary period of shtus, ain't moil, it's not gonna work. What does that mean? It's a big discussion in Poskim. And many, the Marsha and others say, I don't understand. If he's saying B'shas Ksiva, and he's saying B'shas Nesina, what does it matter if in between there was a period of insanity? What does it matter if in between there was a period of lack of mental capacity? The simple reading of Tosfos is that from the moment of Ksiva all the way to the moment of Nesina, there has to be continuous, unbroken mental capacity. He has to be a bardas, a pikeach, the whole time. And the Marsha writes, now to say, we understand. Ksiva, okay, he has to be a bardas with the ksiva. He has to be a bardas with the sina. But what does it matter what happens in between? What does it matter what happens in between? So the Rav pointed out that both this din of niskalta, the ksiva, and the sina, those are nine, and the din of the chusar maisa, etan, the din of the chusar maisa, both have speak to. What do we care that you cut it in between? Isvas. So the answer is that once you recognize that the ksivas aget is not just the preliminary, the ksivas aget is the first stage of the gerushin, so not only does it have status, it requires, ksivas aget itself requires two aids of darshan be'erba. The ksivas aget itself requires sivya aval in order that there should be a meaningful lishma. The ksivas aget itself has to be done when she's already a bas gerushin. Otherwise it's not lishma, it's a double Shabali Olam, it's not a valid first stage of the Kenyan. Not only the Ksiva Saget itself could be misbatel, according to the Rambam and a possibility in Tosos, because it's not just background, it's the first step of Gerushin that has not yet been completed, but the Ksiva and the Nesina need to be mitzuruf to one another. In order to be a valid Maisa Gerushin, I need the two ingredients mixed together. If there's a hefsek in between them, then it's not going to work. Even though I had a great ksiva and a great nesina, but if they're not connected, they're not plugged in, it's garnished. So if there was a bittel in between, that's going to ruin it. Or if there was a mochosta mice in between. I did a mice to the get in between the ksiva and the nesina. In mochosta mice, there was a ketsitsa, that means there's a lack of tzir between the ksiva and the nesina. Or if there was a moment in between the ksiva and the sina when the fellow was a temporary shota, not just sleeping. In other words, if the fellow goes to sleep, you wake up. But if he actually lost sanity, even though ultimately he came back, but if there was a moment between the ksiva and the sina when he was fundamentally not a bar gerushin, because he became a lot of bar das, that ksiva is no longer in the running. Because there's all that discontinuity, whether discontinuity in terms of cutting the get, or discontinuity in terms of the husband's, the gavra's mental capacity, is whether chepta or gavra, either way, but discontinuity in terms of the chepta, we cut it. There was a maisik tikkun thing. Discontinuity in the gavra, he was not Roy Lagarish temporarily, because he was temporarily a shota in a significant enough way, the Gemara says. Then there's a lack of, there's a great Siva, there's a great Nesina. But they're not mature to each other because there was some Dabra Mosque in between, so they don't fuse together to become a valid Maestro Gerishim. So once again, these, as we saw, will end where we began, that we were dealing with the nuances, the nitty gritty details to understand the Shaka Vatari here, to understand the motion for the Havmi to Maskana, as well as the Shurazat have broken down to several different steps of what exactly we're trying to understand the Shach Vataya. What emerged from dealing with the detailed question was a broad, vast answer. This notion that Ksivus Haget specific Sivas Gevra Shema is not merely Hekshar HaHefza, it actually is the beginning of the Ma'aseh Gerushin. It helps me to understand here why it is that we ultimately see this Davash Ever that requires two Eidim. It's not a background information like an Ishtemo Dan Inu or Isser Atzmo Be'Nefesh. And it also applied to five additional Nafkaminas beyond this one. It explained the Psul of Kosev Gedli Isha the Alma, it is not Lashma. It explained the Psul of the Get Without Fibi Abal, it's not Lashma. It explained the Psul of a Get Shinis Batil, it lacks Lashma in a fundamental way. And it explained why if there's a moment of Shtus or a Maisa Ketzitze in between the Ksiv and the Sina, that ruins things. All of this. And there's more. If you want to take a look at our chapter as in Simon Chavdal and Eretz Tzvi, you put together the different threads of the Rav's discussion about Simon Hill Shema over the years, there's Yosef and Asher Priest of Nechon, Kasuvka. What we went through just now is the equivalent of the first four and a half osios of that Simon. There's plenty more to come. Rav, Haget, Yashan, and so on. Many, many more opportunities.